He's gone. The horseman disappeared.
Jill, who's gone?
Oh, I...
Well, you see...
We were looking for something.
Looking for what?
A cat.
My book report.
Sounds like you need to get your story straight. And here's your phone on the ground, Jill.
Oh, I must have dropped it.
Kate, can I talk to you for a moment?
Sure.
What just happened?
That's a very good question.
You've saved him, haven't you?
Ah!
Please, stop sneaking up like that.
Answer the question, children.
We don't know what you're talking about.
Don't pretend with me, young man.
Yes, ma'am. We've seen him.
Then you know he's real, and he needs your help to clear his name.
How do we know we can trust him?
A man without a head is a man incapable of lying.
That actually makes sense.
He isn't here for long. When midnight tolls on Halloween, he'll be gone again, and so will any chance of redemption. Perhaps for another 200 years.
What about our parents?
No. Trust no one. Come Halloween night, the living and the dead will be reunited. Some will find peace, and some will find the punishment they deserve.
Punishment?
Sweet dreams, children. Every town has its ghosts. But in Sleepy Hollow, as Halloween draws near, the wall between the land of the living and the dead comes down. That's when he rides again, the ghost of the Headless Horseman. Gen Z Media presents The Hollow, an 8-part audio adventure inspired by Washington Irving's timeless Halloween tale in honor of its 200th anniversary. Episode 6, Hide and Seek.
Sweet dreams, says Miss Quisenberry. Sounds easy. What's that outside my window? Okay, Jill, get a grip. It's just the wind.
Forever and a day.
Or, Dad? Dad, if you're listening, I saw him tonight. The horseman. Is that why you tried to warn me? He seems nice, but are we in danger?
Jill? Who are you talking to?
Nothing, Mom. Nobody.
May I come in?
I really needed this blanket.
Maybe if you close the window.
Thanks, Mom. That's better.
Sweetheart, I know.
Know what, Mom?
About the ghosts.
You do? I mean, what ghost? I mean, have you seen him?
Of course not, but I've sensed your father's spirit, too.
Wait, we're talking about Dad?
Who else?
Right.
Tell me what you're feeling.
I guess, like, Dad is still here somehow. And he's trying to tell me something.
It's all part of the grieving process, Jilly. A way to hold on to someone we've lost.
But this is different. I think Dad is coming to warn me.
Warn you about what?
You. That you're in danger.
Me? What kind of danger?
I'm not sure, but I think it has something to do with the Headless Horseman.
You think the Headless Horseman is going to hurt me?
No, he's actually kind of... No.
Sweetheart, remember how your father used to read you to sleep every night with the legend of Sleepy Hollow?
Of course, I loved it.
Only maybe it was a mistake. Putting the idea of ghosts and goblins in your head.
But you just said...
Mr. Crane is right, Jill. We'll always remember your father. But these stories can take over your life if you let them. Now close your eyes and go to sleep and no more thoughts about ghosts and goblins and spirits.
Mom?
Yes, Jill?
Do you like Mr. Crane?
Good night, Jillian.
Come on, come on. Answer.
Kinda late, isn't it?
Were you sleeping?
Not anymore.
Hold on while I conference in Adam.
Can't talk. History paper due tomorrow.
We are making history. That loony librarian thinks the horseman needs our help. Hang on. I've got Jack on the line. Everybody there?
Yeah. Hey, Jack.
Hold it. Something's in my window.
I thought I heard something outside my window, too. But it was probably just the wind.
It's not the wind.
Was that a horse?
That was a ghost horse.
Shadow? The horseman's there?
Outside your house? What's he doing?
Well, he's got his hands on his hips, so I'm going to guess he's waiting.
For what?
Us? Okay, Adam, do you think you can sneak out and meet me at Jack's farm in 20?
Couldn't this wait till morning? You know, when it's nice and light out?
What if he needs us?
Okay, I'll grab my bike.
There you go, Shadow. Good boy. Enjoy that carrot.
Hey, Jack.
Who knew ghost horses were so hungry?
Shadow likes carrots. Don't you, boy?
Where's the horseman?
Thank you all for coming.
A little warning would have been nice.
I gave him my dad's old phone. Somehow he figured out how apps work.
Can you teach me how to make a TikTok video?
Maybe later.
Jack, that you out there?
Quick, Mr. Horseman, hop on Shadow and go!
Not this time. For I shall remain in Sleepy Hollow until I clear my name and unmask the traitor who betrayed me.
That all sounds great, but can you at least disappear temporarily so my dad doesn't see you?
Perhaps I should mention that I have somehow lost the ability to vanish.
You can't disappear? Why not?
I believe it is because of the three of you. For now, our connection has tethered me to your world.
Tethered? We're keeping you here?
Jack!
What do we do?
Quick! Everybody into the stable!
Come on!
Why are you pushing me?
Mute the phone!
Jack, what's going on?
Just feeding one of the horses. Still have one carrot left.
All right, finish up and get to bed. School tomorrow. And soon, Halloween. It's a big night. I'm counting on you, son.
You're not the only one. He's gone. You can come out now.
Smells in there.
Thank you for not giving me away. That means you believe me.
It's not enough that we believe you. You need the right time and place to prove yourself to everyone in Sleepy Hollow.
Halloween? But that's a week away.
Right. So until then, we need to find some place to hide him. Some place where a spirit horse will fit right in. Not to mention a headless ghost. Someplace like a haunted farm?
You are referring to this very farm.
You know what you're asking? That I hide the Headless Horseman and his ghost horse in our stable until Halloween?
Is that a yes?
Of course it's a yes!
Jill, Jack, Adam, you have earned my eternal gratitude. Would you like to make a TikTok in celebration?
Let's hold off on that. But come Halloween night, we'll unmask the traitor, find out who's been impersonating you, and clear your name for all time.
And if it's not too much to ask, I would like to find my head.